joins us for Arts News. So tell me what we can see on stage next year, Alice.
Over the last week, we've found out a lot more about what's going to be on show in 2020. And if you're in Sydney or Melbourne, you'll be able to see some of the same things. Both the Melbourne and Sydney theatre companies have announced their lineups, including a co-production of this musical.
Come to the fun home. That's the best old funeral home.
Fun Home is based on the graphic novel by Alison Bechdel. Much of it's set in the family funeral home. It's about her experiences coming out and her relationship with her father. And the musical won a bunch of Tony Awards when it opened back in 2015. And it's coming to both Sydney and Melbourne next year.
And that's not all those two companies have in common next year.
It's not. Both theatre companies are putting on separate productions of the comedy Home, I'm Darling. And Sydney Theatre Company will round out its season with a show Melbourne Theatre Company put on this year, Arthur Miller's A View from the Bridge. There's plenty more in both lineups, of course, so you can find that online. Sydney Dance Company has announced its lineup as well, and so have Victorian Opera and State Opera South Australia too.
Yes, it's the time of year when everybody sends us their programs for the coming year.
It's a now, lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, speaking of opera, the Glyndebourne Opera Cup.
Yes, if you're new to this, Glyndebourne is a 1,200-seat opera house at a big manor with green lawns in East Sussex, south of London. It's the home of the oldest opera festival in the world, and in 2018 it launched the Glyndebourne Opera Cup, a competition for early career singers in their 20s and early 30s who can win $27,000 and a role at a leading international opera house. A singer from the US, Samantha Hankey, won last time, and the second cup winner will be announced in March 2020 after heats are held around the world. And this year, for the first time, there will be heats in Australia.
How marvellous. How do we enter, you and I? What do we have to do?
Well, what we need to do, Michael, is go online. This is being organised by Gertrude Opera, and they're holding this competition for singers from Australia, New Zealand, China and Hong Kong. So we fill out their application online, and finalists will be brought to Melbourne in October to compete at the Yarra Valley Opera Festival. The winner will get an all-expenses-paid trip to Glyndebourne to try their luck against 19 other finalists from around the world, and they'll be guaranteed a principal role with Gertrude Opera sometime in the next 5 years. The focus this year is on operas of Mozart, Rossini and 19th century French composers. So, Michael, start brushing up on those ones.
That's the extent of it. That's all I can do. I don't think I'm going to get the prize. now, it's curtains for the Theatre of the Image.
The Sydney-based visual theatre company, Theatre of Image, recently announced its closing at the end of this year, which is also its 30th birthday. A joint anniversary book launch and farewell event was held over the weekend. Founder and artistic director Kim Carpenter told the stage show's Kim Jurek it felt like time to wind down.
30 seemed a very good number, a nice, neat number, and I could go on for another couple of years if I wanted to, or more, but I don't really want to, and nor does my executive director. And so we work as a team, and so we both felt the same, and we have both been heading in this direction for the last few years, and we thought, okay, 30, that's good, we'll draw a line here. And basically, the rigours of trying to raise money and spending far too much time doing that and being the face of the company to philanthropists or corporations or funding bodies, I'm very tired of that.
He's not retiring though, Michael. He's going back to his first love, visual art, and designing Australian Ballet's production of The Happy Prince.
Yeah, that's Kim Carpenter. 30 years well spent. Not bad, bad record. Alice Walker there with Arts News.